Please stand. Let's turn to Psalms 124. Just a short one today here. Just apply this to us. It says, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say yes. If it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quickly, and their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us, the stream had gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowls. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Dear Heavenly Father, we just apply this to ourselves, knowing that if it's not for you watching over us and keeping us daily, dear Lord God, we would not be here. So we thank you for keeping us, watching over our children, blessing our pastor, dear Lord, as he prepares weekly to bring us these messages that you have given him. Watching over us on the roads, on our jobs, in everything we do, dear Lord God, we want to thank you. Without you, we would not be here. So we ask now that you'll bless us, bless this service, bless the people as they come, in Jesus Christ's name. God, oh, will do what says he will do, he will stand by his word, and he will come through. Oh, God will do what he says he will do. He will stand by his word. Oh, he will come through. Oh, God will do what he says he will do. He will stand by his word. By his word, friends, must come true. Thank you, Jesus. My God, just hold on, he's right there. Bless your name, Jesus. Hear me, but when I call, is it true you are thinking of me, that you hear me when I call? Am I that you are mindful of me, that you hear me when I call? Is it true that you are thinking of me? Oh, how you love me. It's amazing. It's amazing. Oh, I'm a friend. I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. Oh, I'm a friend of God. He calls me friend. God, oh, my calls me friend. of God. Thank you, Jesus. My God, that is special.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the beauty of holiness, Lord, I give you praise. For it's you that I embrace. Oh, I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. I worship you, Lord, and I give you praise. I worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. Lord, I give you praise. For it's you that I embrace. I adore you, Father. I appreciate your love. I embrace your holiness, for it's you that I embrace. I adore you, Father. I appreciate love. I embrace your presence. I embrace your spirit. I embrace your holiness. For it's you that your presence. I embrace your spirit. I embrace your holiness. For it's you that I embrace. For it's you that God, my God. My God. Thank you, Jesus. Only breath away, only take my breath away, nobody else but you. Take my breath away, then you breathe new life into me. So breathe into me. Lord, breathe into me. So breathe into me. Once again, oh, and again, and again, oh. And again, and again, oh, once again, oh, one again, and again, oh, once again, oh, and again, and again. Jesus. Lord, let's breathe into us. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Maybe seated. We have a few specials this morning. First, we have Sister Rachel. Thank you, Sister Rachel. My God. Glory. My, my, my. Thank you, Sister. Thank you. Sister Michelle is next.
Of his glory and grace. of his glory and grace. Oh, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him, oh, and oh, oh, Jesus, Jesus, pray. To trust him more. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him. Oh, and oh, oh, Jesus, Jesus, my prayer. Oh, for grace to trust him more. It is, oh, for grace just to trust him more. It is, oh, for grace to trust him more.
Amen. Grace. Trust him more. Thank you, Sister Michelle. Thank you, thank you. My God, my God. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. We have one more special vote. We're going to have this offering in between it. As the man come, sing this little song more, more, more. All of you I need so.
Just thank you, Lord, once again, Lord, for just carrying us all week long, Father God. It's allowed us to come back into your presence one more time, Father. Lord, that's where we find our strength, Lord. That's where our refuge at, Lord, in you, Father God. Lord, we ask you to bless us this morning, Father God. Lord, bless this offering, Lord. Bless the hands that give, Father God. Bless those that have a heart and a desire to give, but not able to. Lord, we ask you to bless them with seed on next time, Father. And Lord, as we just continue through this service, Father God, Lord, we ask you to bless us, Lord, with your word, Father. Just come down, Lord, and just speak and minister to each and every one of our heart, Father. For we all have different needs, Father. But Lord, we are dependent on the one and only true and living God, Father, which is you, Lord Jesus. And we just want to thank you and praise you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I need more. Jesus.
It's my desire to live for Jesus. It's my desire to live just for Him. But so often I failed. What guilt, what shame. It's my desire to live for Him. It's my desire to help someone today, someone who may have strayed in seeking the way. I once was lost, but I found my way to God. It's my desire to live for Him. Jesus brought me from to where I am today, then you will know the reason why I love Him so.
Worship him. Somebody praise him. Somebody thank him. Somebody honor him this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, we praise you this morning. We bless your name, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I said it's finally my desire. Oh, oh yes it is. It's not my mama's, not my daddy's, but it's my desire. Said it's not my pastor's, but it's mine, it's mine. It's my desire. Oh, it's my desire to live for you. Glory to God. on, just worship him in this place. Come on, bless him this morning. Let's just praise him this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, we worship you. God, we worship you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be his name. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, God. I will be what you call me to be. I say yes. Lord, I agree, my desire, here, passionately, say passionately, is to be what you call me to be. Thank you, Lord. That's what I will be. Come on, sing with all your heart. Lord, I'm going to be all that you call me to be. Come on, say it. I will be what you call me to be. Come on, I'll say yes. Oh, I'll say yes. Lord, I agree. Oh, Lord, I agree. My desire passionately is to be. Hallelujah. That's what I will be. Hallelujah. Come on, sing it one more time with all your heart. I will be what you call me to be. Come on. Say, I will be what you call me to be. I'll say yes. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I agree, Lord. My desire, passionately, oh, to be. That's what I will be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise in this place. Lord, I'm going to be all that you call me to be. Hallelujah. 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 That's my desire, God, to be everything that you've called me to be. Hallelujah. 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 I'll say yes. Glory. Yes, I agree. Say, I agree. I agree with this word this morning. I agree with everything that he's called me to be. I agree. I'll say yes. Yes, say yes. I agree. Say, I surrender my will. I surrender my way. I say yes. Hallelujah. I'll say yes. Say yes. I agree. Say hallelujah. Lift your voice to heaven. Say yes. This morning I'll say yes. I'll say yes. agree, yeah. I agree. I agree. I agree. I'll say yes. Oh, yes, yeah. Hallelujah. I'll be all that you call me to be. I'll be all that you call me to be, Jesus. I'll say yes. Gonna say yes. I agree, yeah. Hallelujah. 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 I'll say yes. I'll say yes. 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 I agree. Somebody praise him in this place. Somebody praise him in this place. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Have your way, O God. Have your way, O God. Hallelujah. Blessed be his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. We really appreciate those specials this morning. Amen. The atmosphere is just right. Anything can happen in an atmosphere like this. The sick can be healed. The bound can be delivered. Amen. Whatever you have need of this morning, Jesus Christ is here to manifest your desire. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God, my God. Appreciate Sister Rachel and Sister Michelle and Sister Tina. Amen. Thank God for those songs. Thank God for those songs. My, my, my. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. You can be seated just for a moment if you can. So much is happening, church. Amen. God is moving by his spirit. Amen. I'm moving with him this morning. Praise the Lord. We were here on Friday night, and the Lord had just given us a little thought, amen, on crossing the line and how we want to make sure that the way that we serve God is in a way that we don't continue to frustrate his grace, because there's a line there, amen, and you never know when you done went across it. You know, you never want that to happen to you. You want to always live a life before God that is pleasing in his sight. And amen. And just try to, I believe the Lord just gave us all just fair warning. Amen. And at the end of the service, just the spirit of the Lord just began to move in this place. And we probably stayed for an hour after the message was over, just worshiping and amen in prayer and just confessing our faults before the Lord. And just a really wonderful atmosphere here on Friday night. And amen. We come back in today and his presence is still right here. Amen. His presence is still right here. And I believe he wants to continue the work that he started. Amen. And I'm just trusting that we'll all just enter in. As the Spirit of the Lord moves, don't just sit and look at it. Amen. But begin to get yourself involved. And amen. Loose and let go. Just let God do something special for you. Amen. On today. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is real. Amen. Our God is real. David said, taste. Come on, you got to taste and see that the Lord is good. Amen. I mean, you know, you see everybody else eating, you ought to try to get in there and get something too. Amen. But open up your heart and say, I mean, when God moves, just lift your hands, close your eyes, forget about who's next to you. And amen, this is between you and God right now. So
Amen. We invite everybody to enter in. Amen. Enter in. We didn't all come to be spectators, but we come to be participators. Amen. In the service of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You got to get your portion. You got to get your portion. Don't let nobody else have your portion. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I mean, I don't know about you, but I need the Lord to do something for me. And His presence don't come all the time, so I want to take advantage of it when His presence comes. When the angel is troubling the world, I want to get in. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Change me. Touch me. Heal me. Deliver me. Glory to God. Speak to me. Whatever He can do, that's what you want Him to do. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. So I encourage you, just enter in this morning, and whatever God wants to do, we want to get ourselves out of the way and allow Him just to be God. This is His service. Amen. This is His service. Amen. It all belongs to Him. Praise the Lord. I was just sitting there in my office, and I was listening to, I think, the special that Sister Rachel was doing, and I heard her on her guitar, and I heard some of the other musicians backing her up, and I just appreciate that. And I don't know if sisters know it, but when people see you doing something for the Lord, they get inspired. Amen. But Sister Rachel playing that guitar, other young ladies might want to come up and start playing the guitar. And amen. And we already got some already in training and looking forward to God just developing those gifts. And I know my daughter, Sister Alexandria, playing bass guitar has inspired other young ladies. We were in Sarasota last weekend. And there on the stage was a young sister up there playing that bass guitar. And I say, now I know where they got that from. That come from Sister Alexandria. See that? That's inspiration. So everything you do means something. Right? It really means something. And I just want to encourage all of y'all, keep doing what you're doing for the Lord. Amen. So there's other people going to come follow your steps. And maybe they'll take it a little bit further. Amen. So we just appreciate every gift here. And I heard Sister Michelle get into her song. And I say, well, this one of them songs, yeah, Brother Shane, if y'all remember Brother Shane, we were at a church one night, and he was playing piano, and we were singing this real slow song, and this brother got on the drums and started beating. So Brother Shane turned around, looked at him, said, Brother, no, not on Amazing Grace. Not on Amazing Grace. Don't do that on Amazing Grace. But you have to recognize some instruments are not needed at certain times. Right, so Brother Caleb, I saw him get off the drums and then start playing the saxophone. I say now we're moving into what God want to do. Amen. It's kind of sacrificing your gift. It's not about me, right? It's not about any of us, but it's about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now I know I could probably tear this up, but I'm gonna put the sticks down and I'm gonna get my horn and just begin to play a little bit. See, that's the Spirit of the Lord moving in the house of God. Hallelujah. When the singers know which songs to sing. And amen, just everything just flowing. You can just see it just kind of just might just begin to just elevate. Man, I was in my office just jumping and shouting and lifting my hands. I said, I got to come on out. I can't stay back here. Say, man, this is church right here. Let's just have church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, when you leave your house on Sunday morning, you want to come and have church. And that's the purpose. Come and have church. My God. I didn't come just to look at one another. I mean, we want to have church. Life-changing experiences. Experience God. Hallelujah. My God. Amen, 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 amen. But just so much, y'all, please, you can be seated just for a moment. And amen, but just so much is happening, church, you know, so much. I just want to share a couple testimonies, and then we'll just kind of go from there. But I was talking to a sister this morning. Man, we had come for prayer, and sister kind of stopped me and said, you know, I was fighting with something on my job for a number of years. They had me in a situation where she just couldn't go to work. Couldn't go to church on Sundays. They had her working every Sunday, and she just could not go to church. And a couple years ago, you know, she heard about this prayer meeting in the morning. She said, well, since I can't go to church, then I'm going to just come and get in prayer, you know, here at the church. And I mean, she's not even a member of our church, but, you know, we're all brothers and sisters in Christ. And I just began to kind of think, you know, we're going to open this up. Amen. We're not trying to take members from nobody's church, but we just want the saints to know that they can come and pray at 7 o'clock in the morning. No matter what church you attend, you can still come pray. Amen. So the sister says she wanted to, you know, she made a commitment. She started coming and praying and say, I can't go to church, but at least I have prayer with the Lord, you know, some time with the Lord. And she says she did that for 2 months straight. And after she did it for 2 months straight, you know, before that, they said, look, you can't take no time off now. You can't be off on Sunday. She's like, well, look, I got to go to church. You know, like, well, look, if you leave, we're going to have to write you up. If you go against our what we've told you, then we got to write you up. She's like, well, y'all going to have to do what y'all have to do. But then she said, Lord, that ain't the right attitude. She said, Lord, I'm going to just leave this in your hands. So she just began to come and just began to enter into prayer. And she came for 2 months faithfully. And as she come for 2 months, one day she walked on the job, and the same person that told her she'd write up, she finally say, you know, we trying to figure out a way that we can get you off on Sundays. And say, now she's been off for 3 years on Sundays because she committed something to the Lord in prayer. Don't tell me God not moving. I know God is moving. Hallelujah. So, church, I want to encourage, if you got something you need from the Lord, then maybe God need a little something from you. Amen. Be faithful to God. You want to see healing? Be faithful to God. You want to see deliverance? Be faithful to God. Somebody got to make a sacrifice somewhere. Amen. So, I tell you, I'm expecting great things to come out of that. And just appreciate that. God bless you. Man, you can be seated just for a moment. But, you know, another quick testimony, a pastor I was talking to this week, I mean, he was telling me how he felt to go in his church and preach on tithes. And I say, oh, my, that's always a touchy subject when a pastor starts talking about tithes. That's touchy. I say, yeah, I know. I just felt like the Lord wanted me to share. And he began to, you know, just kind of share portions of his message. And he said on that Sunday, you know, he was saying how some of the families in the church were really, you know, and some had financial needs, and, you know, but yet and still, you know, you still got to preach this and just kind of share. And, you know, so as he was talking about tithing, you know, there was a sister sitting there, and a couple of them, they're like, man, I'm glad that we paid tithes, because I was so tempted today not to put my tithes in because I had different needs, but I'm glad I put it in after hearing the word of God like that. So there was two families that had that same testimony. One family, they were down to their last. They had only about, after they paid their tithes, I think they had about $20 to live off of until the next time they got paid. And it was pretty rough for them, but by faith they put the tithes in, and after they put the tithes in, somebody walked up and I think gave them $50, you know, and then on top of that, you know, somebody gave them a gift card, you know, for $100, and you know, and the husband got the gift card for $100 and just stuck it down in the wife's purse. And the next week they come back to church and they was up against it again, like, if we pay these tithes, all we gonna have is this much money. I think they owed $97 in tithes or something like that, and so they was gonna be left with $3. And like, we ain't got no food, we ain't got this, we ain't got that. So the wife looked at the husband and said, "Well, what should we do?" So he said, "Just pay it, just pay it." And she paid it, and like okay. So then after service, she looked down at the person and said, what is this gift card? What is this? Where did this come from? You say, oh, last week, Brother so-and-so gave me that, and I just put it in your purse, and I forgot to tell you about it. And the gift card was for $100. They just gave $97, and God gave them $100 right there. So the wife just sat there and just cried and looked at how God met the need right there in that service. Amen. God know all about it before you know about it. So, amen. And then he was telling me how this other sister was there. She was in church, and she got behind on her light bill, and I think she ended up owing about $450 on the lights. And there she was. She needed to pay tithes, and you know, she's like, Lord, if I pay tithes, then I'm gonna really be behind on my lights, and you know, I'm gonna just go ahead and just do it by faith. And she went ahead and she did it. You know, she paid the tithes by faith, not knowing how she was gonna get caught up on her lights. And a brother came to the pastor. He says, Pastor, I heard you say that there are a few families in our church struggling, you know, with some things. And I just wanted to give you something here, you know, maybe to help some of those families out. So he gave the brother just a wad of $100 bills. One brother in the church walked up, gave the pastor $1,500 and said, please just help out any family that's in need. Any family in need. So the pastor separated the money and got three families that he knew that was in need, and he gave one $500, another $500, another $500. And the sister that needed $450 to pay her lights got $500 that day to be able to pay her lights. Somebody say, he's an on-time God. Church, God sees and God knows, and I just want to encourage you, just do what God asks you to do. Amen. And you'll watch. I mean, these testimonies won't be other people's testimonies, but they'll be your testimonies. Amen. God will make a way. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. 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 All right. All right. All right. Sometimes you share a testimony like that. It's like, where the buckets at? Where the baskets? Let's get them out again. No, we're just going to leave that alone. Just let God encourage your heart and keep pressing on, church, is all that we encourage you to do. Amen. I got a prayer request. Amen. I got some announcements that we'll make. Musicians, thank y'all so much for your service. I'll let y'all be seated. Amen. I really, really appreciate you all. Really thank God for every gift. Amen. In this church. Oh, my God, my God. I feel like singing and dancing and running and jumping and doing all kind of things. Amen, amen. God is good, church. God is good. Glory to God. One of these days y'all gonna come here and I'ma lose my mind praising God. I'ma just lose my mind. Y'all gonna be, what in the world done happened to Brother Jack? You know what? It just, I couldn't control it. God did too much for me. He just did way too much for me, and I couldn't handle it, right? I mean, he do one more thing, I'm going to explode. That's the way I feel. If God just do one more thing, that's it for me, huh? Hallelujah! Amen. I think some other people feel the same way. He do just one more thing. I'm going to lose my mind if God do one more thing. Glory. And it's okay if I lose my mind because I'm again the mind of Christ. Amen. Amen. Paul say he worshiped God in a way they call hearsay, in a way they call crazy. That's the way he worshiped God. Amen. That's the way I feel. We're going to worship him the same way. My God. Man, I might go crazy if God do something for you. He ain't got to do it for me, but if he do it for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen, church. Amen. 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 Oh, glory, glory, glory. All right. God bless you. Please be seated just for a few minutes. Oh, my. In an atmosphere like this, sometimes you don't even want to try to preach. You just, Lord, just take it. Just run with it, God. Just do what you do. But amen. Well, we just thank the Lord. So good to be in his presence. Amen. So good to be in his presence. A couple things that I just need to make mention of to you. I was told that they're not going to be doing Stillwater's camp this year, and I know some of our young people are trying to wait for that. But I was told that it's going to actually be canceled for this year. They have some construction that they're doing there, at Voice of God, and they want to complete the construction, so they canceled the camp for this year. And so I wanted to reiterate and just emphasize, Brother Joe is having a camp during the summer there in June 6th through 8th. And the deposits are due, I believe, by next weekend. So if you'd like to be a part of a camp, I'm sure it'll be a blessing to you. $20 deposit due. It's non-refundable. $20 deposit for next weekend. I think the entire camp is like $130 a person or something like that. But I want to encourage the young people, those that would like to go, will certainly make provisions for you to get there. And we'd love for you to love for some of our young people to try to be supportive of what Brother Joe is doing. Many of the churches support what we do, and it's good for us to try to be supportive of what others do. Amen. So I want to try to encourage you, please, let's try to get a few young people to be a part of that if we can. This Friday night, we'll have a youth service. Amen. And we are going to have a minister that's never preached here before. Amen. But we're looking forward to having him. Brother Paul Jean, which is Brother Jean's, Louis Jean's son. Amen. He'll be preaching for us on Friday night. I say he'll start the year off with the youth services. So we expect him to have a wonderful time. And one of the other good things that I love about the church in Boynton is that they support whoever goes out to preach, they support. And so Brother Gene said he was going to announce it in church today. So we expect to have a nice group here, amen, on Friday night for the service. So just trying to build some momentum as we get ready next month for our Choir of the Fire meetings. I was told by Brother Hugo yesterday they got about 30 people up in Orlando that want to come down to the meetings on that Saturday. And some of the young people have never been to a meeting before, so this is their first time getting a chance to go. And, and some of the parents want to come along, and they say, no, this is just for the young people. This is just for the youth. And so some of these young people, they're really looking to experience God, and we want to have an atmosphere here for them to experience. We are asking that if you can, as we approach these meetings, let's put some prayer and some fasting behind the meetings. We want to see God change the lives of the youth. Amen. We want to see God change the lives of the youth. So let's put some prayer and some fasting. Some will be starting the Daniel fast on this week. And if you'd like to start that, that'll be wonderful. Others that might want to fast at 3 o'clock every day or something. But try to put some prayer and fasting behind these meetings. Let's all do our part so we can see God manifest himself in our midst. Amen. Don't forget, the last Friday of this month, we'll have a business meeting, and I'm asking all the saints of the church, please put that on your calendar. Please put that that Friday, the 31st, 7:30, we'll be here for a business meeting. And we only do that one time a year, but I need everyone to be here for that if you can. And the last thing that I wanted to make mention of, I am on a journey. And I've invited some other, this is for the brothers, amen, I've invited some other brothers here in the church to kind of join me on this journey. And as I thought about it, I said, I should invite every brother of this church to join me. I'm a part of a little men's group. We get together the first Saturday of every month here at Panera Bread. And it's a little men's group, a man that's spoken to my life years ago. He's a Christian, and he really pushed me to do some things that that I needed to do, but I was just kind of bouncing around and not doing. God has people like that sometimes that he'll just kind of force your hand. And I appreciate this man, but he started a little group there, and I started attending his little fellowship. just men getting around, sitting around talking about the word. But he took on something. He said, you know, he wanted to do, I don't know how many have seen the movie Courageous. And at the end of that movie, there's a this man is standing there, and there's a bunch of men inside of a church, and they begin to make a declaration as to how they're going to serve their families, not just their families. If they find a young man that does not have a father, or even, you know, a young lady that doesn't have a father, try to, you know, do something to show them that, you know, that they can still make it. Speak positive, encouraging words, do positive things for them, and just try to strengthen them. So it was a really, really touching scene there in the movie. And so we've taken this book, Courageous, and we broke it down, and we got a book that we're reading. And we're taking a 14-month journey to kind of go through this first Saturday of every month at this this restaurant, and just men getting together talking about things that men should talk about, and raising their families, and how they treat their wives, how they treat their children, how can they, you know, even be an impact in other kids' lives, just men being men, right, being godly men. And so, you know, this is something that I've kind of taken upon myself. And I know, you know, we got some really good brothers in this church, but, you know, I think we all can use, you know, just a little reinforcement and things like that. And I want to encourage every man, if you'd like to be a part of this journey that we're going to take, because at the end of our journey, it's supposed to be a 14-week, but we've made it 14 months. And at the end of our journey, we're going to be standing before people and letting people know that we're standing up to take our roles in society as men. Amen. We're standing up. This is for married men, for unmarried men, does not matter. We're, you know, I've invited, like I said, a couple brothers I've already invited, and if there's any other brothers that's interested in joining us on this journey, I want to put that out there. Just let me know, and I'll give you more information. But I pray that we'll be able to get most of the brothers here, and if we can't get them this time, then we'll try to come up with something, because I think it's very important that we all rise up, amen, and be the men that God called us to be. Amen. So God bless you. I got a prayer request here. Before I forget, just want to just quickly mention to you all, we asked you all to be in prayer for Sister Rebecca and Brother Molly Bongwe, and we thank you all for your prayers, but we also just want to come back and let you know that they decided that they wouldn't go further in their friendship. They came to a conclusion that maybe it wasn't the will of the Lord, so they just kind of left it like that. And so keep them in prayer, both of them in prayer, and we appreciate your prayers, you know, as they pursued that. But amen, let God be God. Amen. So just keep them in prayer. Amen. And please don't go, well, what happened? Just leave them. Just nothing happened. Just God happened. That's the way we put it. God happened. So, but we leave it all in God's hands. So please keep them in prayer. Sister Marvia has a prayer request here. She says, please pray for Margaret Thompson. She has a broken bone in her foot and needs surgery. Please pray that God will just take complete control of her situation and guide her through every step and decision that to be made by the doctors, as she's worried. She's worried about having to do the surgery. And, you know, I guess she's dealing also with diabetes. So just please, we want to take this before God's throne, Margaret Thompson. We want to pray as if it was us, you know, going through something like this. Never easy. What that devil's something else. I don't know about you, but I would not want to serve somebody like that, right? I mean, what kind of ruler would destroy his own subjects, right? I mean, and that's what Satan does. He pull you out into the things of the world. His ultimate plan is first steal, second kill, and then I'm not satisfied with you just being dead. Destroy you. I mean, even destroy that you even ever existed. See, who would want to serve a guy like this? See, I mean, we ought to run for our life. Amen. I mean, whatever Satan's is got plan for you. I mean, let the blood of Jesus cancel that plan, and just serve God with everything you got. Amen. That's why I appreciate that song. Sister Tina went back to old school on us, and it's my desire. I remember when I was a teenager, being in Westwood Elementary School, and there was a man that come there, and he was singing every service, it seemed like. That fellow would sing that song, and he just put his heart into it. But some songs just kind of just get into your spirit, and you know, it really does. It ministers to you, and then you're like, you know what? It is my desire. I mean, it's not my friend's desire, not my mama's desire, my daddy's desire, but it's my desire to live for him. And I mean, if they don't want to do it, I want to do it. You know, I'm going to live for the Lord Jesus. I'm going to serve him with everything I got, you know. I want God to use my hands. I want him to use my mouth. I want him to use my feet. I want him to use my mind. Use my entire body. See, I want God to use me. It's my desire to live for him. Amen, church. I mean, that's that. I think everybody got to come to that in your own way. It's my desire. Nobody got to make me go to church. No. You don't have to encourage me to go to church. It's abnormal if I'm missing. Not normal, but abnormal. I mean, if I'm not here, everybody, wait a minute. Oh. You know? But, I mean, some of us can be missing like, yep. Come on, that's not the way we should serve God. Huh? Amen. If we did that on our jobs, we wouldn't have them very long. Right? Amen. I mean, you know, your boss might, the first day, and you come with some lame excuse. Well, you know, I wasn't feeling that good. You didn't call in? No, something wrong. And I mean, we had a guy on our job, and he had a pattern. They tell you to watch these type of things. He had a pattern. His pattern was every Monday he was out of work. That tell you something happened on the weekend, right? And one day they came in there on a Monday because we had got on him so bad about being out on Mondays. What's going on? You got a pattern. Well, he got there early one month. I don't know how he got there, but he got there one Monday. Everybody walked in. He was laying on the desk. He was that messed up that he didn't even go home to go to sleep. He laying on top of the desk on Monday morning. And what you doing? Oh. Get him out of here. He's a threat to everybody, right? So, you know, you be careful about these type of things, church. We want to serve God with everything we got. Amen. Let's be faithful. And I'm the word for 2014. Faithfulness. Turn around and tell your neighbor, say faithfulness. 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 That's the word for 2014 for Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Faithfulness. Faithfulness. And sometimes that's all you need is one word. Faithfulness. And you know, just be encouraged. Tell them when you see other people a part of our church that we ain't seen, just our word this year is faithfulness. Faith. Now, what does that mean to you? Amen. Faithfulness. All right. Praise the Lord. I'm going to make this, we're going to say prayer here in a second. Okay. Okay. You can come on and just share this, Brother Caleb. Amen. I don't think I can tell it the way this. You got it.
God bless you. First, just giving honor to God. God's been, like Brother Jack said, if he does one more thing, you're just about to explode. I experienced that this week, big time. At my job, I'm working with Sprint now. God has blessed me to be able to work with Brother McDonald's son. And with him being the general manager, it's really a blessing how everything opened up. So the store that I got put in, they were having a lot of issues, and they ended up firing all their bosses, and they just left employees left. And I went in there not trying to force anything on anybody, but just playing, you know, Christian music and everything. And I didn't know that one of the girls that I was working with was a Christian, so it inspired her just to know that we were there. So, you know, after they fired everybody, it was pretty hard. And I just went out on Monday. It was my day off, but I just wanted to know what could I do just to help the store. So I went down to Chick-fil-A on Palm Beach, Palm Beach Lakes, just sat there and just looked at them and just was taking notes. And as I was sitting there, this lady, she was walking around, pink shirt, looked important, and I just wanted to talk to her. I said, you know, ma'am, is there a way that I can just talk to you 5 minutes? She's like, yeah. So she sat down with me, and she said to me, she said, I asked her, I said, you know, what do you do to make your employees better? And we just began to talk about, you know, customer service. And then after that, she said, what do you work for? I said, I work for Sprint. She said, I got a random question. I said, yes, ma'am. She's like, the Sprint, can we buy things from you, like accessories and stuff? And I said, yes, ma'am. And that's the thing that the store needed. I said, yes, ma'am. And then she's like, well, you know, what do you have? And I was telling her different things that we had. I didn't know. She said, well, I'm the district manager over at Chick-fil-A. I'm like, I'm sitting there. I was like, all right. And she said, all right. She's like, yeah, you're the manager, right? I said, no, ma'am. And then she's like, you're not the manager? I said, no. I said, I'm just sitting. She said, wait, time out. You just came to Chick-fil-A just to look, and now just so happened we're talking about this? She said, yeah. And then and I told her I went to church. She said, and you're a Christian? She said, oh, we're gonna get this set. So, you know, I just began to talk with her, and also went back to the team and just told them about what was going on, and they were excited. So I went back for a meeting. She ended up buying me dinner, then just showed her everything that we had. And she said that, yeah, because just so happened, the guy that's over all the Chick-fil-A's in South Florida, he'll be here on Wednesday. So you guys have everything on Tuesday. We'll go ahead and sign the contract, and we'll be taking, you know, buying things from you, you guys in bulk. So now when I told Joel and also the head people, they were like, Caleb did what? How did he do that and everything? And I said, I just walked in. That's it. So so then after that, Saturday came, and Joel and I ended up working in the store together. So it was something that I really wanted to do just for the store. So we were like getting in the store. I said, Joel, I said, this is something I really want to do with the store. I said, if you don't mind doing it with me, let's pray before we, you know, start the day. He said, okay. So we put our heads down, said a quick prayer. We opened the door, people start flying in. And I was looking, I was like, okay. So, you know, it was going. Then I had one gentleman, he looked like he was about 40 or something like that. So he came in, and I had the song playing, My Chains Are Gone, I've Been Set Free. And it's over a little stereo. I have it playing through my phone. So I had it playing, and I was typing up, you know, his stuff so I can he can go ahead and buy something. And then he just started shaking his head like this. After that, he stopped moving a little bit. And after that, he stepped back and just put his head down. And I said, sir, are you okay? He said, man, you just don't know. And I had the song. I didn't know, but I had the song on repeat. He said, you just don't know. He said, that song right there? I said, yes, sir. He said, my grandpa just passed away, and as he was passing away, he was singing that song. And I was like, wow. He said, man, you just don't know. He said that he was just singing this song, and then just to come in, and he just passed away, and I'm just coming in for a charger. And I hear that. He said, man, you keep doing what you're doing. He walked away and just pointed and gave me a thumbs up. He said, you keep doing what you're doing. So he walked out, and then from that point on, we sold out of phones that day. And I told Joel, I was looking at Joel. I said, Joel. I said, man, what's happened? He said, I don't know. Just get this ready. We had people, and people were literally sitting there for 2 hours just waiting on us to get phones. And what happened, I had put together a playlist. So it just all gospel songs and everything. It just so happened that somebody that knew my mom and somebody that knew somebody else and everything, they have gospel song. They're like, I know this one. I know this. Oh, man, got the spirit moving in here. And then we had people that weren't saved. They came in, and then they were, you know, talking their talk. But then after that, soon their language began to change. It's like, man, the Lord is doing something for me today. I was like, and we just began to go. And I looked at Joel towards the end of the night. Another man came back, and we had to do that stuff. And I told Joel, I said, Joel, I said, we are never praying before a day again. Because it was so much that he looked at me. He said, man. He said, we never have sold out of phones ever, like for the whole time of our company. And I said, man, so, you know, I was excited about that. But then he called me this morning. He said, Caleb, he said, I got something to tell you. I said, yeah. He said, guess how much you did yesterday in sales? And I said, you know, $300, because it was a lot. He said, man, he said, you did so much. You did more than the whole company combined in one person. I was like. And I was sitting there. I was like, Joel. And I told him, I said, man, I said, you know, first of all, I said, I couldn't have done it without you because you were here, you know, helping me and everything. But the thing is that due to him being the district manager, everything that was in the store had to go under my name because it couldn't have to go, it couldn't go under his name. So all the profit that the store went through, everything that went through, and then after that he's going, he told me, he said, man, I'm going in a meeting on Monday because they want an update on the store. So when I go to the update on the store, I'm telling about the contract that you guys are selling, you know, signing for Chick-fil-A. Then after that, you sold out of phones. Then after that, you're bringing the traffic back in the store because they were getting ready to shut the store down. You're bringing the traffic back in the store. And just the way that you handle stuff, trust me, everything that the meeting is going to be about is going to be about good stuff. Don't worry about it. I was like, well, Lord, you know, exceedingly abundantly above all that I can ask or think, pressed down, shaking together, running over. I mean, just everything. And I just wanted to, I wrote it down, but thank Brother Jack for just giving me the testimony because, I mean, it's that saying, you can't tell it like I can tell it. So thank y'all. God bless you.
Hallelujah. That is all right. Church, I tell you, just be faithful. Be faithful to God. Amen. I mean, that's just the first of many testimonies, I believe. Amen. I just even the whole journey that Brother Caleb's taken in his previous job and how God even moved him over to where he's at now. God's got some great things in store. Great things in store. And I just appreciate how he handled it, just being humble. He said, I'm not the manager, but really he is the manager in waiting. But he just, but brethren, go out and tell somebody. See, like David was the king in waiting. David was a king, but David had to wait. He knew he was the anointed king. He could have took Saul out any time. But he said, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait for God to bring me into, amen. And when God do it, then ain't nobody else got nothing to say. So this was a God thing. This is a God thing. Praise the Lord. Amen. And any of y'all want a Sprint phone? My God, Lord, let's just pray. God, you are awesome in this place. It always feels so good to be able to come to the house of the Lord and to just experience the things that we have experienced thus far. We could close up everything right now and just say we had church today. God, we're just so grateful. We see you doing some mighty things in our midst. And God, I want to take a moment. First, want to pray with this request that Sister Marvia gave for Margaret Thompson. God, diabetes, it's already a demon, Lord, that she's been fighting. And God, it just seems like, Lord, through what the doctors want to do, that she didn't get the victory. And now, Lord, they're talking about the broken bone in her foot and want to do surgery, and she's afraid of what could happen from this. And Lord, the doctors always warn those with diabetes not to be cut and all of that because of just some of the complications that come from that. God, we ask that you would just move on the scene. God, we know that you're able to heal her. And we ask that you, God, would just, you would intervene, that you would move, Lord God, on her body even right now. God, that you could set her foot, that you could do the things, God, that need to be done even before the doctor's hand touches her body. God, that's what happened in the prophet's day. Before the doctor's hand touches wife's body, Lord, the tumor was gone. Lord, before they can begin the cut, Lord, that this thing would be set already, Father. We just commit this now into your hands, Lord, and believe that you'll get glory and that you'll get praise and you'll get honor from this trial. God, we give it all over to you right now. And Father, we also, Lord, just want to pray for every saint of God, Lord, that belongs to Spirit and Truth Tabernacle, that's unable to make service, Lord, for whatever the reason. God, we pray that the Spirit would make a way for them to be here and to be in fellowship. And some, Lord God, it's just Satan, Lord, trying to keep us away from the blessings that you have, throwing up scarecrows in our way. But, Lord, may we overcome every scarecrow. And may we overcome every ill feeling, Lord, whatever it is, God. May we press through and beyond all of that and get back into the service of the Lord. If you need to open up new jobs for people, Lord, then open up the jobs so that we all can, Lord, rise in our faithfulness. Lord, not just on Sunday, amen, but faithfulness on Wednesday and faithfulness on Friday. Anytime the church doors open, we want to be faithful. We want to be found faithful, God. That's what we desire. So I pray, Father, a corporate prayer that you would just bless your people with the work that they need in order to allow them to be faithful. May you meet every need in every home. Lord, may you continue to meet the needs of this church. May you touch those in their body that need a touch. Bring healing to each and every one. It's your will for us to be in good health and to prosper even as our soul is prospering. So, God, we're just we're under expectation for all the things that you want to do. But, Lord, let us be found faithful, Lord, in what you've called us to do. Let us be found faithful. Bless every heart, God, as we just read a portion of your word today. Bless it, God, and just ask that you just take complete control of the rest of this service. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you, it... I've seen it where people can go to church and in 45 minutes have a song service, a few testimonies, have about 30 minutes of a sermon and be out the door. I don't know why we can't get that. And I'm not sure if I would want to do that. Sometimes I just hey, let's just let God have this moment. Amen. Let's not be so programmed in what we're doing. Let's let God have this moment. Amen. This is what we call overtime. And that's okay. We don't complain when our favorite teams go in overtime, so we're not going to complain when God goes into overtime. Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's just read a scripture this morning, and then I'll try not to be before you too long, but you know, as long as God wants us to be here. Genesis 1, and we'll start at verse 24, actually. Amen. Everyone standing that can stand, and we'll just read a scripture here, Genesis 1. Thank you, Lord. It says here in verse 24, and God said, let the earth bring forth the living creatures after his kind, cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind and cattle after their kind and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. You can be seated. Amen. And while you're just being seated, I just want to read another scripture out of John 4:24. Amen. John 4:24 says this, God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Let me just read something to you really quick. Our title today is Made in His Image. Made in His Image. And I'll just read something really quick to you. This is out of the Invisible Union of the Bride of Christ. The prophet said, if you're married to Christ, Christ is the Word of God. And St. John, the first chapter, said,
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was made flesh and dwelt among us. Christ was the living Word. He always was the Word. He is still the Word. He always will be the Word. He was only the manifestation of the attributes of God, for he was the Son of God. I like that. He says he was only the manifestation of the attributes of God, for he was the Son of God. And any son is the attributes of his Father. All right? And just as you were in the genes of your father, in the body of your father, when he was a young boy, you were in him. Amen. Amen. Yet he could not have fellowship with you because he didn't know you. But then through the bedding grounds of a mother, you were brought forth into the earth and become in the image of your father. Then he could fellowship with you. And so were you sons of God and daughters of God. Before there even was a moon, stars, or a molecule, you were sons and daughters of God, for you are only the physical manifestation of the attributes that was in God at the beginning. For there is only one form of eternal life, and that was you before. You don't know nothing about it, neither did you know when you was in your earthly father, but you are manifested two in his image. In the image of God you are made, and you were manifested for the glory and the fellowship of God. And therefore, as sure as your gene had to be in your father before your natural birth, your spiritual gene had to be in God, because you're an expression of the attributes of his thoughts before the foundation of the world. Right? No way around it. That's right. Now we notice then that life being in you, God's life being in you from the foundation of the world. I just love that, what the prophet just told us. And as we just kind of talk about this made in the image of God, or made in his image, you know, I was just kind of looking at something as far as these genes and everything are concerned. He was saying, now you are, we looking at you today. Your dad probably used to run around on a playground somewhere. Everybody got kind of little stories of, you know, what they did, your father, what he did when he was young. Maybe playing baseball or playing soccer or playing basketball or whatever he did, you know, just being a little boy, right? Just being a little boy. But inside that little boy, he was carrying something. Amen. And most little boys, little girls too, they have these little talks that they have about growing up and being husband and wife and being a father and a mother, and each one already got in their mind how many children they want to have. They want this many boys and this many girls, and, you know, they have all those kind of conversations and all of that. But, you know, the thing of it is, it just kind of shows that what's in that little boy, what's in that little girl is something that was in God. All right, and it's a desire that at some point in time you want to express, amen, this whatever's inside of you, want that to come to a manifestation. Someday you want to meet the right guy. The young lady want to meet the right guy so that she can give birth to a child. Amen. That boy want to meet the right girl so he can give birth to a child. And I'm gonna tell you, these genes are something special. They're in the father and the mother. Certain genes that are in there. And when that child finally comes to, amen, to birth, it has certain characteristics or certain traits on the inside of that child. If y'all just bear with me just for a little bit, I want to take this from a natural and then back over to the spiritual. I kind of looked up, you know, what is this gene? You know, a gene, I was looking on this little website here, says each cell in the human body contains about 25,000 to 35,000 genes. And these genes carry information that go toward determining your traits. Right? The genes carry information that go toward determining your traits. Now, what are traits? Traits are characteristics that you inherit from your parents. Amen. Traits
are characteristics that you inherit from your parents. Look at this. This means your parents pass some of their characteristics on to you through genes. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. And now there's many characteristics that people can pick up. They gave some examples here. Now, if your parents had green eyes, you might inherit the trait of green eyes from them, right? If your mom has freckles, you might inherit that trait and wind up with a freckled face. See, and you can't stop that from happening to you. It's just, amen, it was something that you were born with. That was a gene, amen, a characteristic, a trait that was there. So if your mom had freckles, you might inherit that trait and wind up with a freckled face. And genes are something that happens in all types and in all forms of life. See, it's not just humans, but everybody. I mean, all animals have these genes that go down. And they pass from like we were talking about, if a giraffe was going to have a baby, your expectation would be another giraffe. If a monkey was going to have a baby, hey man, that monkey, if the genes are right, huh? If the genes are right, that monkey shouldn't come out looking like a fish, right? If the genes are right, that monkey should come out looking like a monkey, huh? Amen. If, you know, we're just kind of using all these examples, same thing. It comes with the humans. If a lady gets pregnant, you expect now, I mean, she should be having another human, right? Whether it's a boy or a girl, it should still be another human. We're not expecting any other species. Amen. If we get something else, something been crossed up. Oh, hallelujah. See, you know, and I said, if God was giving birth to himself, then we would expect to see God. Because the genes pass down. Let me just work just a little bit. Amen. Some of us, we get certain traits from our parents. Like, you know, young men, they might not, I mean, oh boy, their hair looking all good at a certain age, and they're just so happy with that hair. And then all of a sudden they get to a certain stage in life and that hair begins to recede, right? And they can't even stop it from happening. Oh my God. They can pray about it, they can fast about it, but they can't stop that hair from receding. Because that was a trait that they picked up that was in the genes from one of their parents, usually from the mother. Right, I mean, and they just couldn't stop that. Certain things, you know, you say, man, when I grow up, I ain't gonna never be like that. I'm not gonna do that. My daddy did that, and my mama did that. I'm not gonna be that way. But because certain things are on the inside of you, you can't even stop yourself from being that way. You can't even stop from thinking the way that you think. You can't even stop from acting the way that you act. And y'all, sometimes you find yourself like, I mean, you've been undone something and then it just hits you. My mama did that. My daddy did that. And you was not planning on it. Oh my, I can preach this today. You were not planning on it. You were not expecting it. It just came out of you. And let me tell you something, if the gene of God is on the inside of you, amen, I don't care where you are in the world, one day that gene will manifest itself. If God put himself in there, then God is going to come out of there. Oh, hallelujah, church. Amen, we're made in his image. Stay with me here. I just want to kind of drop a few things off, but this is powerful. You can't stop it from not manifest. I mean, you can't stop this from failing to manifest in you. It's a part of your DNA, your spiritual DNA. Oh, hallelujah. You are going to be a son of God. You are going to be a daughter of God. I don't care how much stuff you get involved with in this world. If this is inside of you, amen, God will keep you from overdosing. Huh? Oh my God, God will keep you, amen, from contracting some type of disease. Amen. Are you wondering how in the world did I get kept? What? How did I get out of this situation? It's because there's something on the inside of you that's got to be manifested. God placed it there. You were born with that.
Amen. And there's nothing that can stop it from coming forth. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God, church. Amen. 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 Something greater than the gene that you got from your father. Something greater than the gene that you got from your mother. It's the gene that came from God. That gene is on the inside of you. And what if that's God's characteristics, God's traits lay on the inside of you. Look, I can't help but live holy because God is holy. I can't help but desire God because God desires me. I can't help but think about God because God thought about me. Ooh, hallelujah. Even when I try to turn and go my own way, something brings me back. Even when I try to deny him, I always look like my daddy. I can't deny my daddy. Oh, my God. Some of us, we get to a spot like, man, I remember my youngest daughter, she would say, don't call me Lil Jack. Don't call me Lil Jack. I don't tell you I look like my daddy. Don't know. I don't want nobody to say that. I mean, I'm a girl. He's a guy. I don't look like my daddy, right? But she couldn't stop it because there were certain genes, amen, that was placed inside of her. She couldn't help the way that she looked because God put that in her. That's natural. You can't help the way that you live spiritually because God has placed certain things inside of you. I see it in the word. I come straight to it. We got many saints in this church that as soon as they see things in the word, they just amen. That's exactly right. No problem. I can do that. I can live that. I got no problem. The reason you can do that is because there's a gene. There is a gene, a spiritual gene on the inside of you that causes you to agree with everything the word says. Father, what'd you say? Yes, I agree. And every child like to go to their daddy for advice, right? I mean, every child like to get the wisdom from their father. I mean, how are you going to handle this? Dad, what should I do about this? That's the way it is with us in God. Just go back to the father. Talk to him about it. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. Eventually, you're going to get so much wisdom from him that when you begin to face a new situation, even if daddy ain't nowhere around, daddy has put enough inside of you that you know how to conduct yourself even when daddy is not around. Daddy's characteristics, daddy's traits, everything your daddy was is inside of you. Ooh, my God, church, this is powerful. Some of y'all, you go back and look at pictures. And you look at them pictures and say, they was telling a little story how auntie you ain't seen in years coming to the house. And they come over and say, they watch you. You done grew up a little bit. You done sprouted up like, boy, you're going to be tall just like your daddy. You're going to be this just like your daddy. Man, you gonna be this, and it's just like you look just like your daddy. And your daddy got that from his mama. And your mama got his mama got that from a grandmama. I mean, the traits, the genes are all in you. And here you trying to disconnect from the family. Oh, I wish I could preach it today. You trying to find a way to get disconnected from the family. I'm not like them. And then you're walking down the street and somebody sees you say, ain't you a member of so-and-so's family? How can they tell that you're a member of so-and-so? They ain't never met you. Ain't so-and-so your sister? I didn't have it happen to me. Ain't so-and-so your mama? No, that's not my mama. Well, how they get it mixed up? Because the genes in my mama are very close to the genes in my auntie. And my auntie had a son, and certain genes in her, oh, my God, Certain genes of her passed down to that son. Certain genes of my mama passed down to me. And when they see me and my cousin, people think we are brothers because of the genes that are on the inside. Some genes dominate. Some genes dominate. You can't stop them from dominating. And I'm here to tell you this morning, the gene of God will dominate in your life. Sometimes it looks like your natural genes are dominating, but your spiritual gene, the gene that comes from God, it will dominate in your life. They're going to know what family you're part of. You're part of the family of God. The older you get, the more you look like your mama. The older you get, the more you act like your daddy. Woo! I like this church. Because the older we get, the more mature we get in Christ. We should act like Christ. We should look like Christ. We should be like Christ. The older we get, they should mistake us for Christ. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That's what happened. And see, sometimes that dominating gene, it may lay dormant for a little bit. But all of a sudden, it just kind of comes out of nowhere. Just dominates. And you're like, well, what happened here? I mean, maybe a kid might start off, they kind of look a certain way. When you can't really tell, well, which parent they really, you know. Well, I see some of you in them, and I see some of this in them, and but all of a sudden, just let them keep growing. And then one dominant trait just begins to take over. Woo-hoo! That's the way I feel. I mean, that kid might get, all messed up in life, huh? Sin get in and wreaking havoc in their life. You can't even tell that. Well, nah, I thought you were a son of God. I thought you were a daughter of God. I seen you at the message church, and I thought this and I thought that. But, you know, and I'm looking at your Facebook pictures, and I'm looking at you on Instagram, and I'm not able to tell. Are you a saint of God? Are you not a saint of God? I don't know. What are you? But because that gene is there, and it may be dormant, but it's a dominant gene. At some point, that dominant gene, it takes off the earrings. That dominant gene, it takes off the clothes that it should not be wearing. That dominant gene covers itself up and dresses appropriately. That dominant gene. The dominant gene begins to respond and take the proper place that it's supposed to take. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm looking for the dominant gene. I'm looking for the dominant gene. Woo-hoo! Let me just read just a little something here. Give me a spoken word as the original seed. You don't know why you're doing the things you're doing. You don't know why I feel this way, why I'm looking like this. Why is the word of God speaking to me now? It's a dominant gene. You were made in his image. Now, you might not have known that, just like, you know, you didn't know that you was going to come through your parents. You can't choose your parents. You can't choose them. I don't care how much you try to, boy, my mama, my daddy. You can never deny him. I don't care what your mama, daddy do. You know what? You're going to always be a child of those two parents. Huh? Now I'm gonna tell you something, and that's why the spiritual gene is much more powerful than the natural gene. You know, if a young man had a father that was a whoremonger, that gene sometimes passes down. And you know what? That young man, before you know it, he's running from woman to woman to woman because of that gene. And then he's like, well, where I get this from? Your daddy had it in him. And your daddy got it from somebody else above him. Oh, my. A young lady, you know what? Her mama may be a prostitute on the streets. But that young lady is just as clean as any other virgin until she began to act like her mama. And she don't even know why this began to come out. Why am I acting like my mama? Why I never wanted to be this way. It's because of that gene that was on the inside. But the spiritual gene. The spiritual gene say, now, I see the way my mama went. And I see the way my daddy went. I need something on the inside of me that'll stop me from going the same way. The spiritual gene say you got a greater mama and a greater father. That's God the Father. And his gene will dominate the gene that your parents push. Your parents might have had certain diseases, heart trouble. Diabetes might come through the family, through those genes, through those traits. It might trace down to you. And that's why the doctor always asks you questions like, well, now, has anybody in your family ever had this? And you have to start calling people on the phone. And, you know, you got people in your family that, you know, like me, I'm very spiritual. No, ain't none of us got that. None of us got that. By his stripes, we all heal. By his stripes, everybody in here heal. But the doctor, I mean, look, tell me the truth. Has anybody ever dealt with this? Because those are genes, those are traits that pass down from one member to the next member. You can't stop it from happening. But the spiritual gene. All of a sudden, yeah, they had it, but I don't have it. And not only do I not, I ain't just saying that just to be saying it. You're going to be able to see with your test that I don't have it because the spiritual gene. The spiritual gene, my spiritual father never had that. Adam and Eve were never sick. Hallelujah. And that's the gene that I'm looking at, Doc. Don't just look at my natural gene, but look at my spiritual gene. I'm made in the image of God. Ooh, Jesus. Spoken word is the original seed. Look at this. Christ couldn't help being what he was. And that's the same thing about you. You can't help being who you are. Christ couldn't help being what he was. He was the Son of God. That's it. See what I mean now? See, if you were intended, you see the Word of God. You believe it. Because why? There's something new. See why? Have you ever heard of a strain in a family? See, a strain is that trait. Just take that down just for a moment. I'm going to come right back to it. The prophet talked about this family. And they had a strain. And what it was, it said you could walk down the street and everybody, the daddy, the mama, the children, they just stand there, they just stare at you. Good morning, good day. Now, I mean, first, I mean, the daddy, like, you see the daddy doing like, okay, maybe something wrong with him. But then the mama come out, she doing the same thing. Then here come the children. They doing it. Like, something wrong with this family. It's a strain. It's a trait that's in this family. That all of them do the same thing. Why all of them do that? I mean, you're going to have to depend on this spiritual gene. Can I just, you know, sickness is going all kind of families. Sometimes mental illness can go from one family member to the next family member.
Now it's good that you get a revelation of this, right? Because if you feel the devil trying to attack you with that mental illness, then you begin to declare, by his stripes I'm healed. Satan, I'm fighting against that. I will not accept that. That came from the natural gene, not the spiritual gene. And the spiritual gene is the one that dominates my life. But he said they would sit there and they just stare at you. Oh, God help us. Y'all just bear with me just for a little bit. I haven't got through just about anything. But you know, what happens is that they just sit there and stare at you. And like these people were emotionless. No emotions. And one time, some young lady got connected with this young man. Now, she was kind of emotional. But she got connected with a young man that didn't show emotions. And, if the young lady would have observed how the father and mother was conducting themselves, if she would have just went over and just kind of sat around and, Miss Jane, how you doing? Can I help you in the kitchen? Well, you know, if you need anything from me, you know, I'll be glad, you know, I'll just sit down over here and I'll be okay. And, you know, and I'll just sit here and I'll be okay. And when you're ready, just let me know. And then maybe little Charlie come walking by. And Charlie, you need some help putting that puzzle together? That's the strain. Yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Mama? Charlie? Now go to the daddy. Well, Mr. Jim, you know, I was just thinking, you know, I like the way that you, you know, you kind of putting that together. You do this. You're putting the little play set together. Maybe I can help you. I can give you some ideas. The daddy, the mama. And now it might be time. Either you're going to have to make some adjustments or you're going to have to just kind of get on out of this family. Because in this relationship, that young man had that same strength. And when something came down, this young man, he just kind of went off on the girl and would not apologize. That's a strain. That's a trait that goes into families. I had that trait in me. Man, my mom used to have to put it on me to make me apologize. Say sorry for what? Some people, I'm going to tell you, I'm being honest. I'm preaching. I know I'm preaching. There are some people that have that trait in their families. They don't know how to say sorry. They don't care who they hurt. They just hurt them and keep on passing. You hear the mama say, so what? And next thing you know, the son get the same way. I said, what? Oh, they'll get over it. They always do. That's that trait that's passing down. But if you ever let the spiritual gene dominate your life. He said, I hurt you? I hurt you? Oh, well, Lord, give me strength. I'm going to just go back and make this thing right. Lord, I heard that I hurt you. And I'm sorry that I hurt you. I'm sorry I disappointed you. It's not like, well, I'm sorry, but you just going to have to get over with. If you got to put but in there, you ain't apologized. But the true spiritual gene was, I'm sorry. Not but, I'm sorry. I should not have done that. And then when that spiritual gene begin to dominate in your life, you'll be able to do these type of things. I don't care what the rest of your family's doing. But you were made in his image. That boy said something to that girl and wouldn't apologize. That girl's heart was broken, hurt, messed up. Brother Branham trying to get the family together. He said, look, the reason that it's like this is because of that strain that's in that family. He said, even I walk by and I say hi to them and they just stare at me. They stare at everybody that come by. That's the strain that's in that family. What type of strains are you setting in your family? When your child leave your house, will they start a prayer meeting in their house? Will they get up in the morning and hold hands and say a word of prayer before they leave their house? What type of strain are you setting in your family? And let me tell you, look, train up your children the way they should go. Even if they leave the house, you know you done put the training in them. Not just the training, but the strain has been placed in them. The trait has been placed in them. And at some point in time, you don't know when, but at some point in time, somehow, some way, that dominant trait will come up. Before you know it, they come walking into the church. Why are they coming in church? Why? Because you put a trait in them. You showed them that I went to church. Oh, my. Oh, my. And they're going to come singing, "It's my desire to live for Jesus." Well, where you get that desire from? I saw it in you, Mama. I saw it in you, Daddy. I got the desire. My. Church, I tell you, this. If God placed it there, and He'd just have to wait for it to come to pass. You place it there and just watch it. It's gonna come to pass. There's a gene of God. See, I can trace my lineage. Some of y'all trying to go back to other countries. I'm not going to come. I'm going back to heaven. Jesus said, "I come from God, and I'm going back to God. And I'm connected to the Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, my. Let me just finish reading this here. Christ couldn't help being what He was. He was the Son of God. That's it. See what I mean now? See, if you were intended, you see the Word of God. It means if you were predestinated, you're going to see the Word of God. You believe it. Because why? There's something new. See, why? Have you ever heard of a strain in a family? A son will kind of impersonate his father or the mother or the grandfather or the grandfather, or the grandmother. That's strain in the family. You've heard of it, haven't you? Well, that's the same thing from predestination. You were supposed to be here in the right way at the beginning. But being that you come the way you did, you're subject to the fall. But being that you're predestinated, you hear the word, and it brings you right back. Right back where you were predestinated. And see that when we talked about the power transformation, it's the word that is bringing us back to this place. To be, we're made in the image of God, but we've lost kind of what that means. We lost the understanding of what really belonged to us. Adam was made a god of this earth. Huh? God said, "I'm going to be the god of the universe, but son, I'm going to make you god of the earth. And when I make you god of the earth, I want every animal that you see." Because man was the last thing He made in His image. And that was, you can take that down. I'm going to just kind of hit this and I'm pull out in a little bit. But the last thing that God made before He rested was man. And man was made in His image. God had reached the level of perfection. He said, "Finally, I've done what I was trying to do. I got a man in my image." And the Bible said God rested after that. Son, you can just take complete control over it. I mean, everybody, come on now. You have those same desires. I mean, if you had a business that you was running, one day you want to turn that business over to a child that's in your lineage. Whether it's your son or whether it's your daughter, you want to give that over to them. God say, "I'm resting. I'm giving this over to you. This earth belongs to you now, son. I've done all the creation. I've done this. I've done that. But now I'm going to bring all the animals to you to name it. This is yours. I want you to have dominion over everything on this earth." Son, when you go fishing or out on the lake, don't you be afraid of no shark. Son, don't be afraid of the whale. I don't care how big he is. I want you to have dominion over the whale. Son, when you go out into the jungle and you see the elephant or the lion, the rhino, don't you be afraid, son. I want you to have dominion. Amen. Let them control. Don't let them control you. You control them. Amen. Oh, my God. Y'all know this has been proven in our day.
God's prophet going across the field. And he had a raging bull getting ready to come into his path. And earlier, amen, a few weeks earlier, there was a man went across the path of that raging bull. And that bull came after that man and killed him. The prophet had a gun. He went looking for his gun. Said, oh, I ain't got my gun. I'm going over here to pray for somebody. But I done crossed this bull's path. And all he heard was, you in my path. And he said that bull began to charge at him. And he said he felt the love of God drop down in his heart. And he said, he told the bull, I'm sorry. I know you one of God's creatures. And I'm one of God's creatures. And I'm going to pray for one of God's sick ones. I'm sorry that I crossed your path. I'm sorry. He says, but in the name of Jesus, go back and lay down from where you came. Amen. That bull went charging towards the prophet. And say, that's the prophet. He got this far. Turned and went back and laid down. Now you think God allowed the prophet to go through that just to share a testimony? Or was God trying to remind his people of who they were in him? When them killer hornets start circling the prophet. And I mean, he out there with the lawnmower and he hit their nest by mistake. Them killer hornets come out and say, when these guys strike you, you good as dead. Here they come out, circling the prophet. He's out there with no shirt on. Out there mowing the lawn, no shirt on. And all of a sudden, these bees come and say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to hit your nest. But in the name of Jesus, y'all go back to where y'all came. Them bees went around. No fear in the prophet. Those bees went around and went right back into their nest. God was using those testimonies to show us who we were in him. We're supposed to have dominion. No, I'm not running from the dog. And the dog ain't going to run from me either. Come here, boy. Lay down. Brother Branham had a wolf. That's a wild dog. Wolf. That he allowed. I mean, people wonder, how did this man get this wolf to come to his house? And he tamed the wolf. Most people be afraid of this animal being the next. Get that wolf out of here. No. It's Brother Branham say, even a wolf will mind the hand that feeds it. So it's how you treat it. Come on, we need to know what image we made in. Jesus had power over a tree. I'm kind of hungry. Went to go try to get some figs. Oh, figs on this tree? What's the matter? Curse be this tree. No man eat from you from this day forth. The next day, tree had withered up. That's dominion. That's power. Oh, and Satan got into the wind. Jesus out taking a ride in the boat. Satan get in the wind. Nah, I'm ready to sleep right now, fellas. I'm tired. I want to go to sleep. I'm not going to let the devil keep me up at night. Y'all ain't hurt me. I'm not going to let the devil keep me up at night. I'm not sent here just to wrestle with devils. I'm here to just cast devils out. But I'm not spending a whole bunch of time wrestling with devils. Jesus landed the boat, and all of a sudden, you can just see the waves and everything just coming all in the boat. Like the disciples say, Jesus, do you care that we perish? Come on, Jesus woke up and stuck his foot out there and said, peace be still. Because he had power over that. That wasn't just something for Jesus just to have a powerful testimony. No, that's to show us who we are in him. Lord, if this really be you, if this message that you telling us today that this is the place that we're supposed to come, y'all need to be like Peter. Lord, if this really be you, because I see you doing it. I see you casting out devils. I see you binding up some things. I see people get healed. And I mean, when they're in your presence, things happen. If this be you, I'm going to be like Peter. If this be you, then bid me come. Let me come back to the place that I'm supposed to be in as a son of God and as a daughter of God. Let me come back to that place, back to the image that God made me to be in. And if you're going to come, you have to walk by faith and just start walking. Peter walked on water just like Jesus walked on water. Had control over the elements. Oh, come on now. He ain't the first man to have control over the elements. There's a storm in Colorado. There's a prophet sitting there, and the Lord said, go back into the storm. He's trying to get away from, go back into the storm. Now you speak to that storm. Sun, come out for 4 days and shine. And storm, you go back from whence you came. Immediately, it began to reverse. Church, this is the power that we're supposed to have as sons and daughters of God. Because we're made in his image. Oh, glory to God, church. My God, my God. Let me finish. I don't think I finished this quote. I got a couple of scriptures I'm going to let y'all go today. Look at this. It says, well, that's the same thing from predestination. You were supposed to be here in the right way at the beginning, but being that you come the way you did, you're subject to the fall. But being that you're predestined, you hear the word and it brings you right back where you're predestinated. Amen. Never saw that before. Brings you right. And what makes you believe the word of God and turn down these other things is because there's something in you way back yonder. You were supposed, you are made to live here forever. Look, I come from God and I'm going back to God. I was in his mind at the beginning. Before he said, let there be, he was thinking about me. You know that the chair that you're sitting in? God said, I want them to be able to sit in that chair. So I'm going to have to kind of move this around and get this out. And I want somebody, he goes, I'm going to bless a man to be able to kind of come up with an idea to be able to put a chair together, because I want Brother Wisdom to sit in that chair. I want him to wear comfortable shoes. I want him to have the finest things of life. That car that you got is because God wanted you to have it. He brought somebody to earth to design the car and do all kind of things just so you can have what you got. That job, yeah, God blessed that job, put it there just for you. I need you to supply the needs to my son and my daughter, so I want to bless this. God is good. One more. I'm one more quote, and I'm going to read a couple scriptures. That's it. Look at this. Demonology from the physical realm. Look at this. Your souls were made up before the foundation of the world. When God created man in his own image, spirit of man, not a man in his own image, but man in his own image. So it's not a man in his own image, but man in his own image. See, and then he made them male and female before. Now, see, I'll have to come back and hit all of that. But every female, and this is very important, because the sisters get it all the time, but, you know, it's because of what Eve did. Now, before Eve did what she did, her spirit was made in the image of God. Her spirit was made in the image of God. Because Adam, when that first man that we read there in Genesis 1:27, that was male and female. God took the feminine spirit out later on, right? And when he took the feminine spirit out, then he also took a rib out of Adam's body, and that's how he formed the woman. But her spirit was there in the beginning. It was made in the image of God. Her spirit and his spirit were equal, made in the image of God. So a sister got every right to lay hands on the sick just like a brother. A sister got every right to pray in the name of Jesus just like a brother. And she can expect God to hear her prayer just like he'll hear the brother. Because she was made in his image. Look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God. He made them male and female before he ever made a man in the dust of the earth. Wish we had a chance this afternoon to take our time and go back into that. Just see how God... Now, it's between the lines, but when you see it, it comes right up with the line. How that God, back in the beginning, what he did there, how he moved down into the earth, and how that he made man in his image, that spirit image, right? How he made man in his image, and then God turned around and was made in the image of man to redeem man. That's beautiful. Just stay right there. He made man in his image. That's the spirit. But the problem is what happened in Genesis 2:7. Brother Branham said, now, what's the difference? Somebody asked the question, what's the difference in the man in Genesis 1:26 27 and the man in Genesis 2:7. He say they the same person. All it is just the man in Genesis 2:7 is this body of flesh that you're looking at. But the man in Genesis 26 and 27, that's what's on the inside of me. That's the spirit that's made in God's image. The problem is this fellow on the outside, he tries to dominate sometimes. And he calls the one on the inside to get in trouble. But the one on the inside is hearing the word of God. The one on the inside is made in the image of God. And the one on the inside is going to dominate the one on the outside. That's the dominant gene of this body. Since we make so many mistakes on the outside, Adam, that's where he fell. He didn't fall while he was a spirit. He fell when he came into flesh. When he came into flesh, that's when the trouble all began. But now, and I don't have time to go into all that. God allowed all that to happen for a reason. But that's where the trouble began, when Adam and Eve came into the flesh. And if you would be honest, it's when you get in your flesh, that's where the trouble begins. We make mistakes in the flesh. Hallelujah. That's why this body here never be perfect, but on the inside, that's what we call into perfection. Oh, hallelujah. He made man in his image, that spirit image, and then God turned around and was made in the image of man to redeem man. That means he had to take on this flesh to bring us back to this place in him. Can we just read a couple scriptures, and I'm going to let you go today. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Oh, glory. I'm made in his image. I know who I am. Amen. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Glory to God. Just a few scriptures, and I will let us go today. I promise you. Oh, glory. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Look at this. It says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Thank God for that. He made him sin to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Let's go over to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16 through 18. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 16 through 18. Look at what he says here. Oh, glory. "For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham." Verse 17. "Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted." What that means is that he is able to help those that are tempted. Let's read it. Let's read a couple more. I just love God's word. Amen. Amen. Look at this. Romans 8 and 3. Romans 8 and 3. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Romans 8 and 3 says this. "For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God, sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh." Thank God. I mean, if Jesus hadn't come, amen, we would be lost, church. But because he came, he took on God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. He's mindful of what the struggles that we go through. "In the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh." 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17 through 18. It's all over the word of God. I'm made in his image. And you know what? Even though I come here made, I mean, just like I didn't know I was in my father, you didn't know that you was in your father. But it was after you became a manifestation of what was in your father that you realize where you come from. And it's only after I begin to hear the word of God that I realize truly where I come from. Some of us, like I said a few weeks ago, our parents would be the first ones to tell us, you,
you were a mistake. Amen. But according to God, you were meant to be here. Second Corinthians 3, 17 through 18. It says, now the Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Verse 18 says this, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed. Oh, we're being transformed. Amen. Are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, nothing happened on this earth. It was without form. It was without void. I mean, it was void without form. But the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the deep. And just like the Spirit moved upon the earth at that time, His Spirit is now moving upon us, bringing us into the image of our Creator. We are made in His image. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. We're made in His image, church. And there's another scripture, I didn't even write it down, but it says, it doth not yet appear, but I know when He shall appear, I'll be just like Him, for I see Him as He is. Woo! That is my testimony. The dominant gene, the gene that comes from God, is going to dominate my life. Amen. For I've been made in His image. Hallelujah. Well, y'all, I'm expecting people to say, you know what? You look just like your daddy. That's right. My daddy's Jesus. You look just like Him. You ought to tell somebody, you look just like Jesus. You look just like Jesus. You act like Jesus. You talk like Jesus. You look just like Jesus. Hallelujah, church. Amen. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank You, O God. Amen. That You, God, would send a prophet to remind us of who we are. Amen. We have been made in the image of Almighty God. And Lord, when you made man, everything was good. You turned and You went and rested because You knew, Lord, it was all done. After all the animals and all the vegetation and the firmament and all these other things that You made, the final thing that You brought forth was man. And God, we're so happy that you called us to be just like You. Lord, we have taken on these flesh bodies. You told us even through Your prophet that even the way that we came, the way that You brought Adam and Eve is that You just went and got some dust from the earth and You breathed into it, and there they had the breath of life. They lived from that. That's the way we all would have come. That's the way, Lord, just grabbing some dust. We laid there. Our bodies are made out of the dust. You would have just grabbed it, spoken to it, and here we would have come forth. But God, we had to come through our parents, fathers and mothers on this earth, and God, maybe through that process, we've lost understanding as to who we really are as sons and daughters of God. But God, I pray that You continue to remind us, amen, through Your word, that we are children of the King. Amen. The Most High God, we are His children. We come from God and we're going back to God. No matter what mistakes we might make on this earth, we're not looking at those mistakes, but we're looking at the promises that are written in the Scripture. Thank You, Lord, for making us in Your image. And then also thank You for taking on our image, that You might bring us back to You. God, we bless You and we thank You for what You're doing. Bless our thoughts, God, concerning ourselves. Bless us, Lord Jesus. May we not think the wrong thoughts about ourselves, and not even about each other, but may we think the way that You think about us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody else, you look just like Jesus. Amen. You look just like Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Come on, put those hands together. Let's worship Him as we prepare to leave. Amen. I was created
to worship you. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. I was created to worship you. Yes, I will say, created to worship you. Oh, for you are lovely, for you are lovely, hey, and your ways are wonderful. I was created to worship you. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, say I was created. Oh, come on, say yes I was. Say I was created to worship. Oh, for you are lovely. Your ways are wonderful. Say, hey, oh, to, yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, say, I'm a him. Hallelujah. Made in his image. Hallelujah. God, we thank you today. We bless you, Lord, that you created us for this purpose. Thank you for placing that gene way down on the inside. And there is nothing that can stop that gene from coming forth. You put it there, just like the genes that are in us from our parents. Lord, we have a gene that comes from God. Hallelujah. and no sin can stop it from manifesting itself. Thank you, O God. Amen. That once we come to realize who we are, we'll repent. And Lord, through repentance, be brought into the place that you want us to be. We bless you, God. Bless us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for all that you have done for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I wonder if I can just get you to praise God for one more thing. Mother Tillman made it to church today, and we're happy that she made it. By the grace of God, she made it. Amen. Y'all give God praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. You can be seated. Oh, I was. The brothers will come to dismiss you. Amen. Hey.